Good morning. Welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. I'm excited to have listeners on the line today and hope we have some good questions coming up. This is an opportunity to ask what you don't understand about the functions of clay and to learn how it works. I think we have some questions already in queue today, so I'm going to go over and check on that. This is from Katrina. Is this product only sold at retail price? Can I buy it to sell it to my customers? If you qualify for a wholesale account, you need to call the Living Clay office and they will send out the specs on what you need in order to qualify. So if you'll call the number, you can check it there. Let's see if we have anything else. Patty from Yonkers. Hi, some instructions for mixing clay suggest using a blender, but it is often stated not to have metal contact with the clay. Confused. How is the best to treat a MRSA carrier? Thank you. Well, temporary use with metal sometimes has to be done. It's prolonged contact. If you leave it on the blades of the blender overnight, or if you leave a spoon in the clay overnight. So that's what you want to avoid doing. If you just need to measure it real quickly, be sure and wash off the utensil afterwards and don't leave even the powder clay on it. But there are some times that it's necessary, and if it's just short-term use, it's fine. It doesn't have time to draw anything out and contaminate the clay. So, okay, how's it best to treat a MRSA carrier? It will be best to drink the clay, to take clay baths, and if you have any topical sores, put the clay mud over them and cover it with saran wrap and just leave it over there until it heals. It generally starts improving it right away. So drinking the clay will help, and clay baths. I just think for something like that, you'd want a three-prong attack. Dina from Crescott Valley. Hi, Perry. Do you have prior knowledge to the clay helping with fibrocystic breast, a lumpy breast? Also, can the clay help with the systemic candida? Okay, let's go to fibrocystic breast, the little knots in the breast, the benign knots. I think if you put the clay on topically over those, you can put it on at night, catch you a square plaid press and seal and stick it with the thick clay underneath it over those spots. You'll start seeing that generally cysts like that begin to deteriorate and go away. Drinking the clay also helps. I had a friend who was a hairdresser for 40 years, and she had a cyst on her thumb. This cartilage had built up there where her scissors rubbed when she was cutting hair. And the first time she ever drank clay that night, she said she could feel a tingling in her thumb. And when she got up in the morning, she said, I promise you, the knot's smaller than it was the night before. So would also drink it. Systemic candida is a little more difficult. I have a theory behind a lot of this candida, and when I ask people, they all say they have a lot of stress in their life. Learning to manage your stress, we all have stress. Learning to not resist, to look for the gift in whatever the situation is, to have faith that it's going to get better, to be able to meditate and quieten the mind, to let your worries go. Worrying is absolutely futile. Most of the things we worry about are imagined future projections based on a past history. Well, the past doesn't always repeat itself. So the outcome can be different, and we create all these worries and stress, and it puts a strain on our body. It weakens it so we're vulnerable to the candida and for it going systemic. But I think when you can conquer your stress and meditate, learn to meditate and go to that peaceful place and just be still. When you quieten your energy and bring it into the body and you can meditate, it allows your body to start a healing process. So taking the clay, taking clay baths, I would highly recommend. You can use it vaginally. Just add about 2 ounces to a quart of water for a clay douche. And, of course, watch your diet and what you're eating. I think some of it's overdone, and there's some people with systemic candida, and the diet is so severe they're losing weight. Well, you lose weight, you're going to lose energy, and that's not going to help either. So eat with wisdom. Don't have a big slice of cheesecake or a cupcake with thick sugary icing, but you can't cut out all the good foods. And so just have a little common sense with that one. The clay has known to help candida systemic. I'm not sure. If it's gone to the brain cells, if it can affect that. So, okay. Dina in Prescott Valley has another question. Perry, can you put a small amounts of liquid clay in the ear canal to help with plugged ears? Yes, what I did one time was I took a little of the hydrated clay on a Q-tip and just put it in there very gently. And I did it at nighttime, and the next morning when I was cleaning out my ears, it was dried, and a big plug of earwax came out. Now, I don't recommend just stuffing it with the hydrated clay. The liquid clay would probably be a good way to do it. Just use that for eardrops. Doris, will clay heal any ulceration on the foot caused by diabetes? It started as a sore caused by rubbing from the shoe. The job required a lot of walking. Absolutely it can. You put that clay and just smother that foot where the sore is, prop it up and let it dry. Then you can cover it and leave it on like at bedtime. Put the thick clay on it, wrap it in some saran wrap, put a sock on it and sleep with it on. And it's going to help those ulcerations, those sores. The clay has stopped a couple of needless amputations with people who had diabetic ulcers on their legs that wouldn't heal. And they'd been in the hospital and been on antibiotics and it wasn't improving. And so the doctors were going to operate and amputate the leg. Well, a couple of the ones got hold of me and we started the clay treatment, putting the clay thickly on there and keeping fresh clay on like 3 times a day over that wound, taking it off, washing it, putting more clay on. And when you wash it off, if there's some clay stuck, just leave it there because it's really working. And it doesn't let go. When clay is full and it's done its job, it will let go more easily. And by the time they went back for the scheduled surgery, which in a couple of cases was 4 or 5 days, the wound had starting to heal to such a degree that they stopped the amputation. So you get clay on that foot and get it on there quick and keep it on thickly as much as you can. And I think you'll see a improvement within 4 or 5 days. Very good questions today. Okay, let's see if we have anything else coming in. Well, that looks like all the questions for right now. Let me go back one more time. Okay, I wanted to talk today about the energy of clay. Clay is very difficult to explain how it works because it does so many things. It's amazing that it can do that. Well, it does these things because of several abilities that act independently of the other. Like its 9.7 pH, that goes to bring about balance in the body, and a balanced body can heal itself. So clay is homeostatic, and it wants to bring the body into balance. And most of us are very acidic. I had a gentleman call me yesterday and said, my body was very acidic. I started drinking the clay, and I now have a 7.5 pH, which between 7 and 0.5 in that range is normal and where you want it to be. And he was very grateful for that, that it had done it so quickly, just within a few days. Though that's one ability. When it does that, the body can function better. It can do like it's not fighting over acidity, which is the breeding ground for your diseases and things. Another thing is when you take it internally, when it cleanses, the cleansing action gets the crud out of your lower colon so you can absorb more of the nutrition from the foods and vitamins you take. And people remarkably say they have so much more energy. The whites of their eyes clear up. They just feel better all over. So, and then when it cleanses out the parasite, that also the parasites are a drain on the body and a drain on our energy supply. So all of this is part of that. When you take clay baths, it detoxes you through the pores of the skin. So it's from the outside that it pulls the toxins out, because clay doesn't go into the bloodstream. Now, I say it doesn't go into the bloodstream, and it doesn't, and yet it can stop anemia and increase red blood cells. How does it do that? It's because the clay has an enzyme called diastase that can create oxidase, and it communicates with the body. And when the body is deficient in something, the enzymes in the clay, some of them can create what the body is deficient in, even though the clay itself doesn't contain that. There's a story about the shrimp that lived in caves and had nothing but clay and water, and the biologist said they can't live on that alone, and they took them out and tried to feed them, and they died, and they put them back, and they thrived. Well, there's no caloric value in clay, so you're not getting any energy from it as a food, as you would a food. But what they determined was the shrimp, the clay had enzymes that created protein, created peptide chains that created protein. So from the enzymes of the clay was making what the shrimp were deficient in, and the clay doesn't contain protein. So that's pretty amazing stuff right there. But the other significant factor that explains what so many scientists can't understand is how the way clay works is the energy of clay. So I'm going to read. I have been doing some research and found some things, and I want to read to you. Understanding the energy of clay. The energy of clays and clay's ability to release energy are two critical points in how clay works. Not only does it stimulate energy, but it can cause it trigger a release of energy in the body. So you have a dormant cell, and it can spark it and help it go to functioning and doing what it does and releasing more energy. The following are excerpts from two excellent books on natural healing and living clay. If we go back to our base physical components, we can safely say we are built from multiple particles held together by electrical bonds. Electrical forces are what hold atoms and molecules together. Chemical bonds and reaction depend on these electrical forces. Therefore, all chemical reactions are, in essence, a reorganization of electrical forces which continue to be vital at body levels, thus tissues and organs. When this is all taken into account, a living organism is shown to be extremely delicate in an intricate electrical system. So we can see how the energy in the body can do a reorganization of the electrical forces and give the body more energy. During illness, the vital force is weak and incapable of supporting the body and its functions. So when we are stressed out, or when we are weak and not eating right, when we're run down, not getting enough sleep, we are weakened in our energy levels, and so our resistance is not as strong. In health, however, the opposite occurs. The force is strong and able to counteract sickness and decay. What keeps the immune system running is the energy that feeds us, the substance of life. The body will not run well, or at least run with all sorts of mechanical problems when there is no energy to support it. And of course, we get energy from the foods we eat, the nutrition, the vitamins and supplements we take. But sometimes that's not enough. When a living clay is consumed, its natural electromagnetic energy is released into the body and mingles with the energy of the body, creating a stronger, more powerful boost of energy to the body, in the body. This is an amazing part of what clay does. It mingles with the energy of the body, creating a more stronger, powerful, it's like a booster rocket. Yeah, it's a catalyst that gives a boost to the energy in the body. We heard a lot lately about using magnets for healing. Well, the clay has its own magnet built in. Its particles are catalysts for stimulation and transformation, capable of withholding and releasing energy at impulse. The natural magnetic attraction transmits remarkable power to the organism and helps to rebuild the vital potential through the liberation of latent energy. So it can go in and it can help release latent energy that's just stalled out in the body. The best known character of the clay is that it acts as needed. Living clay is said to propel the immune system to a new healthy balance. Reactions are not forced, but rather triggered into effect as they are needed. To put it in other words, clay strengthens the body to a point of higher resistance. In this way, the body's natural immune system has an improved chance of restoring and maintaining health. The body is designed to heal itself. That's something that we know. Well, I don't want to get into just reading to you all day long, but I did want to point out some of those facts. And this is in research I'm doing for the clay book to see if we can come up. I'm just studying and trying to explain how the clay works. It's so phenomenal in some of its actions. So I'm going to go back and see if we have any more questions while I was talking. Maybe this has triggered some. Denise in Kansas City, does clay dissolve scar tissue on the skin? Yes, it does. It reduces the built-up scar tissue. I've seen 20-year-old scars. And when you start applying the clay topically and leaving it on there, it reduces. I don't know how it diminishes it, but it just it gets level and flat with the skin. So it's very good. I see people with acne scars, and I want to turn them onto the face and body scrub and to using clay even on the scars at night. And I know a young girl, a beautiful girl, and she had horrible acne and lots of pitted scars, and she started using the clay and just transformed her face. It was just absolutely beautiful. She still has some pits and things, but they're not near as prominent as they were. So put that clay on those scars. Absolutely. Let's see if there are any more questions. Well, I'm going to go over to our telephone line and see if anybody on the phone would like to ask a question. If you do, if you'll press star 2, it will signal my board and I can open your line and you can ask your question. And if not, I'm going to give just a little while here. There's a little bit more on the energy of clay that I didn't cover that I can go back. I didn't want to just read to you the whole time, but I think this is very important information. We can kind of read a little bit and discuss a little bit. Well, I don't see anything here, so let me go back over here. Raymond Dexter commented, he wrote Our Earth, Our Clay Cures, and he was one of the forefathers of natural medicine. We must accept the fact that even though we do not understand their origin, that clay does act with wisdom. It goes to an unhealthy spot. Used internally, whether absorbed orally, anally, or vaginally, the clay goes to the place where harm is. It lodges there, perhaps for several days until it finally draws out the toxins and disease with its excavations. So when clay goes in the mouth, it goes all the way through the system. It lodges where the bad parts are, and it stays there until it can grab them, absorb them, and then it's carried out in the excrements. From helping to prevent the proliferation of pathogenic germs, this means the breeding of bacteria and diseases and parasites, to aiding the rebuilding of healthy tissues, clay is called a living cure. And there was a Dr. Robert Walker, an MD at Cornell University, and here is his statement about clay. Calcium bentonite clay transmits a remarkable life energy to the organism, helping to rebuild vital potential through the liberation of latent energy. When the immune system is under attack and not functioning at its best, calcium bentonite clay stimulates the body's inner resources to awaken the stagnant energy. It supplies the body with the necessary negative ionic charge to run well. Clay propels the immune system to a healthy balance and strengthens the body to its point of highest resistance. Clay restores and rejuvenates the body on a cellular, energetic level, essentially reversing the traditional dying practice to one of living rejuvenation process. Calcium bentonite clay literally turns dying and aging upside down and turns back the hands of time in life's continuum. Well, that's pretty amazing for a doctor to come up with. And clay acts as a whole. It's made up of many minerals, but they're fused together with this energy that's bound into it. And when you take it, it doesn't break down. And this is Dr. Robert Martin, a PhD at Cornell University, and he studied mineralogy. He said 1 gram of calcium bentonite clay had the surface area of 800 square meters. If you do the math, that comes to about 1/4 of a football field. So if you can imagine that the clay is little fine layers, microscopic layers, one on top of the other, like about the size of business cards. And if you take all these little layers in 1 gram of clay and spread these little business cards out, touching side to side, it will cover 1/4 of a football field. That's how much surface area the clay has with these negative charges. And all it's looking for is a positive. And the bad things are your positives. It's just looking for them to pull them into it. Lost my place here. The greater the surface area, the greater the absorption, and in turn, its power to attract positively charged particles and molecules. Dr. Martin further reports that the same study that calcium bentonite clay gives no evidence that it has any chemical effect on the body. It's not like taking a chemical that covers something up. It's not a cover-up. Its actions are purely physical. Due to its huge surface area and negative charge, it maintains its molecular whole and does not break down or assimilate with the body. So the minerals in the clay do not break down and are not assimilated into the body. You don't take it as a mineral sublimate. On the adsorption layer, there are few minerals, only calcium, potassium, magnesium, and sodium, and an ammonium molecule that can be released into the body. And these are in very small amounts and would not make up a quantity to be considered a mineral supplement. So pretty much the clay acts as a whole and does not break down into all the minerals that make it up. It's sort of like baking a cake and you have sugar and flour and a little baking powder and some salt and some seasoning. And you mix these together and you bake it. And now it's not the individual things, it becomes a cake. Well, with a cake, the clay is baked through the volcano. It goes through this tremendous heat that fuses these together and gives us this electromagnetic a negative charge. The earth itself is a negative charge, and that's why the book Earthing, and he was talking about going out barefooted, walking in the dirt. We used to go barefoot all the time and walk on dirt, and it's a grounding effect. When you see lightning in the sky, and I've seen volcanoes with lightning right over the cone of the volcano when it was blowing out this ash, the ash is the negative charge, and the atmosphere is a positive charge, and they're trying to balance each other. So the atmosphere is trying to ground itself with the earth, and that's what lightning is. It's grounding and coming so it can come into balance. The two opposite magnetic attractions can come into balance. So that's where clay gets so much of its power. And I'm going to go back and check one more time and see if we have any more questions. I'm not seeing anything coming in. We're kind of quiet on the question side today. So let's talk about some testimonials. I had an interesting chat from a gentleman in Florida yesterday, and he said when he started taking the clay, he noticed his gray hair was going back to blonde. And he, even when he went into his barber shop, the guy asked him what he was doing, if he was dyeing his hair. But his hair, the gray, has faded out and it's gone back to blonde. I can not understand how this happens. It's one of the phenomena of clay. I know people with chemo that use clay, if they use it after the chemo, the hair growth and it comes in. Oftentimes people with chemo, the hair will come in clumps and they'll be different colors and different thicknesses. But if you use clay on the scalp, it kind of rejuvenates the hair follicle and the hair comes in a uniform color and uniform texture. So I think that's a pretty amazing trait. It may not be saving a life trait, but it's still pretty amazing. He was also telling me that his blood sugar was down, his blood pressure was down, and I asked him if he was going to send me a testimonial. I haven't gotten it yet because he doesn't have a computer and it's coming through snail mail. But he's nice enough to write it out. His sister in Germany had turned him on to it. You know, I love the way clay gets around. It kind of circumvents the globe through friends and people telling about it. And he's passing it out to everybody in Florida, there in Boca Raton where he lives. And that's one of the beauties of clay. It makes itself friends. And we don't sell the clay, we just provide the clay. The clay sells itself. When you can get so many benefits from it, that's an absolutely amazing quality that people want to share it with all their friends and tell everyone about it. Now, clay doesn't do everything. It can't stop everything. But it can certainly bring the body into balance. It can certainly give more energy. The clay baths. There's also a theory that the clay baths stimulate, you know, it was talking about the release of energy, that somehow the clay baths, to do what a clay bath does, to make a difference in an autistic child in one clay bath while they're sitting in the water. So you're talking about it working in just minutes. And suddenly they're calmer, they're making eye contact, which they don't usually do, and they're becoming more verbal. They're speaking out more than they normally do, so much so that the parents notice it. Now, if it can do that in a few seconds, that's a phenomenal trait. Now, you don't see it pulling toxins through the skin. You don't feel it doing it. It's very subtle when it works. And yet, I believe that it's more than just the pulling out of toxins. I believe the clay bath stimulates the release of that energy, the release of the toxins, so that it can grab the toxin more easily. It encourages the body to let go of them, if you will. It's just almost too phenomenal to think that it's strong enough just to go in there and draw it out by itself, but I think it encourages the body, the organisms where it's stored, to let go of the toxins so they can go to the clay and get pulled out. That's a theory I have no way of proving, and there are just a lot of theories about clay because we don't know how to prove them, and there hasn't been much research. Well, everybody's quiet on the home front today. I can't believe we don't have any more questions than this. We talked about trying to think of some testimonials. We had an inquiry today about dogs. A lady, her dog has bad teeth, and they need scraping. The dentist was going to scrape them, and she wondered if clay would help. And I actually looked up two testimonials where they had started giving the teeth the dog's clay, and their teeth improved. And then they started brushing with it. Now, my daughter had a little dog. When he got real old, he got bad breath, and his teeth were already always discolored, and he couldn't chew good. And so she would brush his teeth with the clay. And, you know, you want to leave it on there when you brush their teeth. Go ahead and either use the hydrated clay or the powder clay to brush their teeth and kind of work, you know, massage the gums good with a soft bristle toothbrush and brush their teeth, and then leave it in there. Don't try to wash it out or anything. They'll swallow the clay, and that's all to the good. But several of them had improvements in their teeth and gums just from drinking the clay, having the clay in their food. They were getting an ounce or two, depending on their size, and mixed in with their food. And some of the dogs were very picky. If you didn't put the clay on there, they'd sit there and look at the food and look back at you. So even animals know that it helps them. And I think children understand that too. I gave my grandson one clay bath, and when he comes over here, he'll ask, "Can I have a clay bath?" And he learned right quick that they were great for insect bites. And the other day he was out playing, he was at the park, and he was playing in the grass, and they just got down and rolled in the grass. They had bathing suits on. He broke out in hives from head to toe. His whole body was red hives and itched all over. My daughter took him home, put him in a clay bath, bathed him, and kept rinsing the clay water on him. By the time he got out of the bath, the hives had diminished and they had gone away. My guess is there was some kind of chemical on the grass. Maybe they had sprayed it with something, and he got in it and had a reaction to it, because he's outside on grass all the time, and that's the only time he's had that reaction. So there was something on the grass that triggered the hives for him, and the clay just got rid of it immediately. Well, kids understand that it's their friend, just like animals do. Animals in the wild automatically know to go to find clay if they're sick, and they'll eat clay. If you've ever had horses, a lot of times you see them eating dirt. They will go beyond the grass, and they'll just get a mouthful of dirt. And they're looking for something. There's something there they know that will help them. Well, I'm going to go back and see one more time if we have any more questions. This is a quiet group today. I feel like I'm talking to myself. Oh, boy, here's some questions. Steve from Houston, if you're consuming a small amount of clay mixed in water, would it be okay to add any other powder or liquid nutrients like L-carnitine, ribose, MSM, or silica, or would it be best to take the clay by itself? How much clay should be added to water to consume for general health maintenance? Would it be best to prehydrate the clay prior to drinking? Okay, good questions. I would take it as a standalone. I'm not sure about all of these products. Clay has silica in it. It's one of the dominant minerals in clay. But the other ones, I don't know if they're considered a chemical. If clay would consider it a chemical and there's something it would want to absorb. So I would take them, you know, probably 30 minutes or an hour apart. Give you time to absorb one before you do the other. And if I was mixing clay, I would mix it the same way. One part clay to three parts water makes your liquid clay. So however much clay you use three times that amount of water. Shake it. Never stir clay. Shake it real good. and it will expand and it will become homogenized. And then drink. A good maintenance dose is about 1 ounce a day. If you're not getting the results you want, kick it up a notch. I know some people that we generally say 2 ounces twice a day for 14 days as a cleanse, and after that, find your maintenance level. And everybody's may be different. It depends on your system, if you're more acidic or what you got going for you. So, and it's also good to drink a little clay before each meal, because this is going to grab any toxins that are on your food or in your food, whether it's mercury in fish or if it's radiation on the food or if it's been sprayed with a herbicide. You're sure to get it organic if you eat a little clay. Drink a little clay before you eat your meals. It's the best preventative I know of. And I would go ahead and mix it the 1-to-3 ratio and then just take about 1 ounce instead of 2 ounces. Now the rule of thumb is clay is not going to kill you if you get more or it's just amazing. You'd have to take 25% of your body weight to overdose on clay. And I know people who take 3 and 6 ounces. I don't think it's necessary, but because I think after you do it a few times, it's grabbed most of the toxins that are in your digestive tract. It's not going into your bloodstream anyway. And so once you're cleaned out, you don't need that much and you can find your maintenance level. You know, we had the story about the young boy with a glaucomic birth defect and he had these horrible pain attacks. And the doctors had operated 20 times. And they finally wanted to remove his eyes from the eye socket because they couldn't stop the pain attacks. And they were so severe he'd have to come home from school and take pain pills to knock them out. Well, he heard about the clay his dad did and bought some, and the day it came he was having an attack, he gave him some, and in 15 minutes the pain attack was gone. And I had him do the 14-day cleanse with them and find their maintenance level. And the last time I talked to his dad, his maintenance level, as long as he'd get up and drink 1 ounce a day, he hadn't had a pain attack in over a year. And I can't tell you how clay worked to stop the pain from a glaucomic. Glaucoma is a pressure disease. Somehow it released the pressure. The energy is what I'm assuming did it. So, good question there. Thank you. Okay, Billy in Austin. Does one need to shampoo their hair and take clay to help with the hair loss? How much clay does one need to take on a daily basis? I'm sure you have covered this before, but I don't listen to you very often. Thank you. I never mind repeating, and I hope the listeners don't mind because sometimes we have new people coming in. You can wash your hair with the clay. I recommend taking the clay before you get in your shower and massage it into your scalp, part your hair, the areas where the hair is thin, and leave it on 10 or 15 minutes because you want it to pull the blood flow and oxygen to the surface, and then wash your hair. And it's going to tend to thicken your hair, so if your hair is coarse already, you may want to use a cream rinse after your shampoo. Some people just wash it out and leave it and just rinse the clay out and don't even use shampoo, and it just gives their hair more body. So play around with it and find what way works best for you. I think taking the clay daily will help, because just as we've talked about the energy in the system, it's not going to hinder anything and will definitely help. Like I said, you can start with the 2 ounces twice a day for 14 days. This is going to cleanse your lower colon, get the parasites out, get everything into balance where you're absorbing more nutrients and you should have more energy because you're going to getting more of what your food gives you. And after that, you can find your maintenance level, which might be 1 ounce twice a day or 1 ounce a day. It's up to the individual, and just start taking some and see which one works for you. Thank you. Those are good questions. And it looks like those are the end of our question, and our time is up for the day. So this is Perrier signing off and wishing you a wonderful day. And please remember to clay fully. Thank you and goodbye.